Now, you said that this house was built when?
This house?
Yes.
1912. We didn't buy it until almost 1940. Mm-hmm. And we've been living in it since then.
Most of the homes along this street built about that same vintage?
Mm-hmm. Well, this one next door, I think, is about a year older than ours, because Ada B. Rogers, that used to live there, told me that theirs, she remembers when ours was built, uh-huh. and hers was built before that.
Do you know who was the original owner of the house?
Of that house? Of this house? No, I don't. I imagine you could look it up in the deeds. But Mrs. Rogers was the original owner of her house, and she lived there, oh, for a long, long time. It was up in her 80s.
Mm-hmm. What's interesting to us to see the way, say, a neighborhood develops in Long Beach, you know, what, why people build in a certain area, mm-hmm. and some expanded east, and then some went up toward Los Cerritos, up near the Rancho.
Yes,
and,
You
chose this area for any special reason? Or what was the reason?
Well, it was a bargain, the house was. Mm-hmm. At that time, these old houses were available very, very reasonably. And that's, see, my husband's two brothers came down and moved on this street for the same reason. They're large houses. They have lots of ground around them. And they're not terribly expensive. They're near the water, mm-hmm. which is what I like. Mm-hmm. That's what I've always liked, to be near the ocean. And you get the fresh air from the ocean, not as much smog, which I appreciate particularly now.
Also, it's probably a little cooler when it gets very hot. It's a little cooler down
mm-hmm.
there.
Oh, yes. We don't have as much hot water. Hot weather, water.
So you have some old snapshots.
Yes, but these, I don't think there's very much. I don't have organized snapshots. That's the whole problem. I did find this one, which is taken up. That was sort of a park-like area on Signal Hill. You know, I was telling you that that the grounds were all gardened and planted.
So this is your backyard?
Yeah, it's sort of the side yard there.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That was taken there. And now this was the front yard there. Part of the front yard. It looks like a little greenhouse there. Yeah, now that's how old I was when we were living up there. How old do you think that is?
Well, I suppose six or so, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. More,
and your
more.
Sister's name is?
Is Elizabeth or Betsy, and my brother is William Leonard, but we call him Jack, which is ridiculous.
What was your father's name?
Arthur Ashby Slater.
And your mother was?
Mary Rankin. They were both from the South. My mother from Maryland and my father from Virginia.
That's a lovely picture. You have a very pretty dress on there, so it must have been a special thing.
Yeah, it was a special
like
occasion, yes.
Uh-huh. Like
yeah, it's a. And this one is good because it shows that probably is one of the first oil wells.
Oh, I see.
This is my brother, and this is my mother, and I don't know who the other people were. If you can see the old wooden siding on the well. And
did that siding go all the way up?
They used to go up the... they enclosed them, yes. I think at the beginning they used to enclose them like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're much more open now. I don't know why they did. Maybe lumber was less expensive or... Why that was so. I really, the only other thing I have maybe is the picture of that house, and I thought I stuck it in here with these others of our house. So it looks a little bit, I was surprised. I always thought of it as being such a terrible old place, but actually it looks a little bit like the green and green houses.
Oh.
Yeah, it really wasn't bad at all. It certainly wasn't finished inside like a green and green house. Now, these are all pictures of Panama. There's my from the mother.
Did you ever go back to Panama?
I have been back, yes. I went with Jerry. They were having a conference, a Pan-American conference, and I went back on that occasion. These are old oldies. They're, you know, the women are all in white.
Ladies always wear hats, huh?
Yes. These are old Panama. Now, somewhere in the family are the pictures of the dredges and the things, you know, and the work. He had great big photographs. I don't know who has those. Somehow I don't have the photographs of the family. Sister does, or somebody else has them, I guess. Maybe I moved around too much. That this is an old one somebody gave me. That's sailing up at Lake Elsinore.
Oh.
Funny. But that's where we learned to sail. And I still do sail down Alamance Bay. Just bought an interest in a J-24. And we sailed it out, and I actually did took the tiller, which was exciting for me. And it was the what was the turn back buckle tightener or what? It some such series. I've forgotten which one it was.
Do you belong to one of the yacht clubs?
Mm-hmm. Alamance Bay Yacht Club. Yes. Mm-hmm. Usually, I've always just sailed my Sabbath, and I still do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of fun. We belong to that. Jerry and I did. Before, they used to be way down, and it used to be where Leeway is, just a little tiny building. And then it's moved. And
so it's a newer yacht club than Long Beach Yacht Club?
Yeah, they were both built about the same time.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, I think it is newer than Long Beach, though. Yes. Yes, it is.
So they grew, as Long Beach grew, what was that area?
Oh, Alamance Bay Club is older than Long Beach by law.
Oh, I see.
But their building is newer.
Yeah. What was that? Was that when you started sailing? Was the harbor all closed? Well, I mean, was the
yes, you couldn't get out.
I see.
Uh huh. And we used to sail right there, just in the bay, and then we sailed skimmers at that time. Those are those really flat. They only draw about a foot, and they're lots of fun for kids too. Because I know my son took the old skimmer, and he sailed it one summer. They did the same thing that we did. They load dozens of people on it because it has a big flat surface, and you wear your bathing suit, and you might get pushed off or something like that. But it was not a it was a fun boat, but not a. Not one that was the best for racing. I mean, when they started building better hulls, well, then people sold them and went to other classes. Although I noticed the skimmer sitting right there in the Alameda Bay Yacht Club still, and I understand they still have them up at Arrowhead.
Hmm.
They're flat. That's what this is. Mm-hmm. The picture was taken on Lake Elsinore. We had one, but we didn't race it or anything because we had practically the only sailboat on the bay on the lake. My father had sailed in the Chesapeake Bay.
Oh, yes.
He'd had a larger boat. I don't know where all those old pictures are. But I think that's why he bought sailboats for us. Because, you know, he enjoyed sailing so much. He taught us how to sail. There. Now what do you want to know?
Well, let's see. Have we covered everything about Signal Hill?
No, I don't think as much. I know I was talking to someone about Signal Hill, and we were talking about how the oil changed the area.
Yes.
And it's true that people left that area, and then they just put up those barracks, and no one would want to live in that area. When I'd seen some pictures of some of the area with so many, many barracks on it, and I never thought that I'd live to see a time when there weren't any more oil derricks there, because they were just so thick and there were so many of them. And it used to smell when you drive through, if you go to Los Cerritos or some of those outlying areas when they started to grow. But the oil made Long Beach develop too. you know, it brought money to the city, to the harbor, you know, like we've been talking about. And but the population shifted. They grew all around Signal Hill because the Los Cerritos area grew more. It was always there. It was one of the first areas developed. And I remember very well, my sister and I decided to take a course at City College when they moved out in Lakewood. Mm-hmm. And we would drive, and we went right through the bean fields, you know. There wasn't anything. That Lakewood campus was just way, way out. You know, the junior college.
Yes.
You just can't believe that was just not so very many years ago, just bean fields, and that was all. And then it just seems like the whole area just grew and grew and grew and grew. And you just, now when you go anywhere, you look around and you say, oh, this is our buildings now. And it's getting to, it's almost solid buildings. Now, when you're driving down the coastal area toward Laguna and some of those areas, there's still open spaces. I guess that's some of that Irvine Ranch area that hasn't been built up a little. And,
what about when you say the impact of the oil on Long Beach, and it changed it, certainly brought in a lot more people to work on the oil. Do you have any memories of any changes in Long Beach as far as the people were concerned? Certainly brought in people who were going to work on the wells and this sort of thing. People who wouldn't have lived here ordinarily. And I understand there was lots and lots of boarding houses to house the oil field.
Oh, is that right? Uh-huh.
I wonder if
Probably.
You know anything about
that. No, because my contact was just that we lived among those oil wells, and I know that they were kind of, they called themselves roughnecks,
mm-hmm.
and they were, I imagine they did have a lot of single men come in to work, but and we didn't, but as a family, we didn't have anything to do with those working men. Although we used to go and talk to them, they were pleasant enough to us when they were building those wells, but they were always warning us away because they didn't want us to be hurt. And I know we weren't allowed to go along when they were actually building the derricks and things. We were told to stay away, keep out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
But it did change the city. And it had, the city, when we came in 1920, was a retirement town and a resort town. People would come down before the time. They'd take their buggies and things, I guess, but they were beginning to use their cars in 1920 and go to the beach. And all the business was on Pine Avenue. I can remember my father bought some land on Pine Avenue as an investment. And then it didn't grow. It went out to American Boulevard, and that land became more valuable. Or the city grew in different directions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can remember people talking about swimming on the West Beach and how nice it was. Well, of course, there isn't any West Beach anymore. It just has become all harbor or something else. But you see, the old Virginia Hotel was on the West Beach. And it was, I guess it was kind of a nice area at one time. The city has, it's not been too predictable in the way in which it has grown.
Well, when you were young, where would you shop, for example, say? Would you go to Buckland's?
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
I mean, would your shopping be that you would go downtown, that area?
Yes, well, it was the only place to shop.
Uh-huh.
Go down to Pine Avenue, and there'd be, you know, the old Humphreys is still there. No, is Humphreys still there?
Well, I don't think it's where it used to be. I don't know where anything is anymore.
Uh-huh, and there used to be Buffums and a Walker's, and that was before there was a Penny's down there. And in fact, before Penny's used to be almost only a mail order sort of a place. It wasn't a very good store. it's come up in the will. And Sears, of course, was a more of a mail order kind of a thing. It was a low grade sort of store. And then, but they had a lot of small shops, dress shops, Gibson's. I don't think we have a Gibson's anymore. It used to be on Ocean Boulevard, sort of a smart shop. I can't remember whether they moved. I think they did for a while. I think they built on Pine Avenue up, and then they didn't make a go of it, and they sold it. I think it is a shop now. But jewelry stores, small stores, and of course there was always the Imperial Hardware, which has always been still is. I don't know whether they're going to go out of business or not. But see, the downtown from here is still a good, would be a good place to shop, except that one becomes discouraged if you drive down there now, because you can't, you never know what street you can get through on.
That's right.
And the streets have been torn up for so long. And I think that I'm sure that that's contributed to a lot of the places going out of business. Because if you can't get in an area, you don't go there anymore. Like if I'm here between the shore and there, and I would go down to the shore. Now, I remember the shore before it was. It used to be swamp, you know.
Oh.
And we used to walk down that way to the beach and everything. But the big thing about that I remember is my family, Mr. White and my father, talking about it. And they're saying, oh, those places will never be worth anything. They're lots of so small. And then they said, and if they have an earthquake, it will really shake because it's all fill land. It's just sand. You know, they just pump that sand in there. And it was just sort of, well, now probably they keep it for ecological reasons, because it was probably lots of birds and things like that in there, but it wasn't there. There was nothing there. And then they filled that land and divided up those little houses and sold those lots, and probably made quite a little bit. And then, of course, they've been sold and resold and remodeled, but the lots still are very small down in that area.
So if you were going to go, say, downtown Long Beach, when you were, say, a teenager, would you take a trolley or a bus, or
bus.
Would your father drive you, or your brother or sister drive, or what?
It would depend. If I were going to go by myself, I'd go on a bus.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to take the 4th Street bus down. I can remember many, many times. Then we had pretty good bus service at that time, although they were terribly smelly buses. And but we always had a car. And if we were going anywhere at night or something like that, we'd drive. But we relied upon bus transportation. And now, I walked to school, which was fortunate, all along to elementary school, junior high school, and to high school, and to college, State College when I went. See, it was right there, the same accessible area within easy walking distance. But
so you were on Colorado, is it where the lagoon is now, or was there a lagoon then?
They made the lagoon, or they developed it. You know, they did it for the, they improved it at least for the Olympics in, was it 31? I can't remember the date. When they made the area.
32, you mean the Olympics in Los Angeles?
Uh-huh, yes. Is it 32?
I think it's an even year.
Yeah, well, it was about then, and they improved that area and made the course for the rowing, the crew.
Mm-hmm.
And but the old lagoon was there, and there used to be a dump down there. I can remember it very well. It wasn't an active dump anymore, but people used to throw things like old rubber tires and stuff like that. And it had been, I think, an active dump, but it was no longer, at least in my time. And it was that land has been filled now, sort of filled, and it's all built on. But as you go down Colorado, to the left would be a dump, and then the lagoon was below that area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't inhabited very much. The golf course came quite soon, quite early. That was the only golf course. The Virginia Country Club and that recreation park was the only one in town at that time. Mm-hmm. Those two were the only ones.
During the 30s, do you remember anything about the Depression affecting people in Long Beach?
Oh, yes, I do. I can, the thing that would, a child would remember is I can remember people, men usually, knocking on the door and asking if we had anything to eat. And our housekeeper told me to tell them that, no, we didn't, and I'd have to send them away.
Mm-hmm.
And I always kind of hated that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why I always remember it. And I had occasion to tell a lot of people that we didn't have anything for them. So there must have been a lot of people coming through,
mm-hmm.
if I remember the few that I spoke to. So I can remember hard times very definitely. And they continued for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
In the Los Angeles area, I know they had soup kitchens for a long time. After 29, because my father was very, very excited, and I can remember him buying stock because he thought, oh boy, you can buy it at this low, low. It's just bottomed out. This is the time to buy. And I suppose he had always been a very thrifty person. While he had income, we never lived in a very glorious way. He always had savings, big savings, and so of course he was in a position to buy when the earthquake came. Now his good friend Walter White was just the other way. He spent all his money. He didn't have. He sold his land and his oil interest and got a lot of money, and spent it, and enjoyed it. You know, I don't say that was bad, but then they ended up with very, very little money.
Did he remain in Long Beach or in the area?
My father?
No, Mr. White.
Oh, no. He could not find employment either. I don't know. He made a lot of money buying a dredge down in here, and then because he was aware of the fact of what it was worth because he knew about dredges and things like that. And then he turned it around and sold it. And he was but he lost his money. It was kind of easy come, easy go. And he finally went back to Panama to work. And then he'd come back later. I remember Mrs. White lived in Berkeley when the children were going to school. They both got their degrees at Berkeley. Long and Buster, the two of them. And he got his legal degree at one of the,
mm-hmm.
I know it was Boulder Hastings, and works in Los Alamos. We still see them occasionally. They come in, but.
Well, during the Depression, were you aware of any WPA work going on in the community?
Oh yes, and we used to, everybody used to joke about it, how they didn't work. Leaning on their shovels and things like that. I guess quite a little bit of very valuable work was done by the WPA. But ours was, to me, all I heard was the remarks about them not working hard. And of course you can understand why they didn't, because they're spreading the work out so they get paid for a longer period of time, I guess.
Yeah.
But as a child, you didn't think about that. You just heard what the adult.
Well, I've read records where they were evidently put in new sewer drains and storm drains up in North Long Beach and parts of the side of Signal Hill, so a lot of that work was done. The attention, I think, focuses more on murals in the library or the mosaic on the old auditorium.
Yeah.
And you don't realize that a lot of...
Oh, a lot of other things were done, yeah.
Were done.
I was thinking of... I think, didn't they build their big stadium up in Los Angeles? Wasn't that
Coliseum?
I think that was a WPA project.
Yeah.
I'm not positive about that. But they did a lot of major building things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
that were so-called, quote-unquote, you know, not necessities so much. The others, they kind of made work for them, and they did things that we could live without, but needed, you know, we needed to keep busy.
I mean, you know, to jump back to Signal Hill, you mentioned about subsidence in the harbor. What's the situation up on Signal Hill with all of that oil being pumped out of there? How is that, is something special being done up there isn't it basically fairly empty now that all that oil has been pumped out of there?
No, they're still pumping oil from there.
Okay.
And they are... It kind of upsets me to see the caliber of buildings that are going up there. They're just not very good condominiums, because I'd always thought that when the wells went, that they would put in very lovely places, because they do have a gorgeous view from there. And there is a very nice condominium up on the top, up in the top area. But I think the problem is that they're building when the wells are still there. And nobody wants to invest a whole lot of money in a condominium when you look out over an oil well, which is a lot of them do.
Mm-hmm.
Look out
mm-hmm.
over the, not the barracks, of course, but the wells that are still pumping.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that there is always a little odor from them, too.
Mm-hmm.
And there are areas where there are tanks and so on. Although, basically, I know the Atlantic Richfield were very proud of their... of the way they have, they've built this handsome-looking building, and they have all of their controls right in that one building, and these wells are not smelly, dirty-looking things, and they you could build around them, and it would be all right.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the old ones are just, they still have the tanks around them, and they're unattractive still.
Mm-hmm.
But I do... Well, you can see that they are continuing to build condominiums all the way up that hill. And, of course, it is nice, because you do get the best view in town. It's lovely. I know whenever it's a good, clear day, I'll go up there. And there are a couple hikes up there, because it's the only hill for miles and miles and miles. But maybe later on they'll build. I always thought that property, which we own, could be given to our children, and maybe at some time they would build mm-hmm. something there.
Mm-hmm.
Would be quite an enterprise, and then maybe they'd just sell it, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me anything about the first well?
Well, I was quite small, and I don't remember I do remember seeing the gusher itself, but the thing that... that startled me was the great noise, and I heard it, and I was frightened and asked what it was, and I was told that it was an oil well. And we did walk up to see the well, which wasn't too far from our house, and it was just guttering oil like they did in those days, and because they were messy, oil all over the place.
Well, I read that people were coming up from town to see this happening. So do you remember a lot of people being around?
Oh, yes, yes. It attracted a crowd of people. We also had some very serious fires, I can remember, when we were living there. Because sometimes the wells would catch fire, and it'd take them a long time. And they'd roar when they were on fire. They make a lot of noise, the gas coming up burning. But generally, they developed, you know, that's one thing they developed in Long Beach. And a lot of people have made a great deal of money by developing the tools for directional drilling
mm-hmm.
and for fire control and things like that, mm-hmm. because this was where one of the early areas where they started to learn how to do these things. They send people from around this area because in the harbor they've done so much directional drilling, like all those little islands. They drill all out in all directions. And, of course, that developed through the years and with the techniques on how to do it and the patent, the tools, and there are many people that live in Long Beach that make their money from patents that they developed in the early days.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can think of Elmer Decker and Martin and Decker, mm-hmm. Wade Indicators, and all of these
uh-huh.
people I have read about that I don't know.
Yeah.
But,
it's interesting. I think that you should speak to my sister.